Now, in these last few buildings, we've taken a journey into the industry, churches, and schools built by and for the villagers of East Poultney. This green, though, the gathering place of the village, offers a rare glimpse back to colonial times. Here at the crossroads of the Military Road, the Green Mountain Boys once gathered. These frontier-hardened fighters shared a passion for defiance, even rebellion. The most famous of the Green Mountain Boys was Ethan Allen, who was at one time or another a land speculator, gang leader, gadabout, and leader of the patriotic fight. In the claims over these land grants, Allen argued that those who worked the land for their families had a greater right to it than the New Yorkers, who had claimed but not yet settled these contested lands. From here, in 1772, Allen and the others sent out a poster of defiance and set up what was considered by many an independent state of grant holders in defiance of the Royal Province of New York. So when the Revolutionary War began, Poultney citizens found themselves front and center. In 1775, just weeks after the Battle of Lexington, the support of these Green Mountain Boys proved key in the capture of Fort Ticonderoga, northwest of Poultney. Ethan Allen shared leadership of the attack with Benedict Arnold, and the surprise pre-dawn victory occurred with barely a shot fired. One soldier remembered Arnold's command to the sleeping British commander, "Come out of there, you goddamned old rat!" The captured cannons were transported on ox-drawn sleds past this green en route to Boston. There they proved key to George Washington's victory when he forced the British to evacuate Boston in 1776. Now walk to the front of the Eagle Tavern.